بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن سرجس رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سافر يتعوذ من وعثاء السفر وكآبة المنقلب والحور بعد الكون ودعوة المظلوم وسوء المنظر في الأهل والمال. رواه مسلم. هكذا هو في صحيح مسلم: الحور بعد الكون بالنون. وكذا رواه الترمذي والنسائي. وقال الترمذي: ويروى الكور بالراء، وكلاهما له وجه. حضرت عبد الله بن سرجس رضي الله عنه, سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would set out on a journey, when he would go out on a journey, then he would seek refuge from the difficulties of the journey. We explained in the hadith yesterday that it was a sunnah dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would make dua seeking Allah's protection in wa'tha'i safar, which means the difficulties of journey. وَكَآبَةِ الْمُنْقَلَبِ, and an undesirable return. In other words, when a person comes home, he mustn't see a loss in his family or his property or his belongings or his children. And وَالْحَوْرِ بَعْدَ الْكَوْنِ, or وَالْحَوْرِ بَعْدَ الْكَوْرِ, both these words have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means he mustn't see a decrease after having an increase. In other words, when he went out on a journey and he comes back, there mustn't be things that are going to dispirit him, make him feel bad and sad and disappointed. He mustn't find a loss in his property. After having abundance, he mustn't find his decrease. After progress, there mustn't be retrogress. So these are du'as that Rasulullah made. And whilst on the journey, a person goes through difficulties. Sometimes the journey is very long and there are many obstacles in the journey. Therefore, before embarking, Rasulullah would seek Allah's protection from the difficulties of journey. It's a simple thing. Wa'tha is safar, from the difficulties of journey. And also from scenes on the journey that a person would see and will make him disheartened. Example, accident scenes, as I explained yesterday. We find bodies on the road through an accident or something. So Allah protects us from all these things. Then ulama mentioned the explanation of وَالْحَوْرِ بَعْدَ الْكَوْنِ and وَالْحَوْرِ بَعْدَ الْكَوْرِ, which simply means that after having steadfastness, a person must not suffer a loss or a decrease. وَعَنْ عَلِيِّ بْنِ أَبِي رَبِيعَ وَعَنْ عَلِيِّ بْنِ رَبِيعَ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلِيهِ قَالَ شَهِدْتُ عَلِيَّ بْنَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ وَتَعَالَى أُتِيَ بِدَابَةٍ لِيَرْكَبَهَا. Sayyidina Ali رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ was brought an animal. This is reported by Ali ibn Rabi'ah. He says, I saw Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and an animal was brought for him to ride. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَ رِجْلَهُ فِي الرِّكَابِ, when he placed his leg in the stirrup of the saddle, قَالَ, he said, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ, he read, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, he took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we mount any animal, or we are going on a conveyance, whether it is the car or aeroplane or bus, we must say بِسْمِ اللَّهِ when we enter, or when we are sitting in the car. فَلَمَّا اسْتَوَى عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا, when he now sat upright on the back of the animal, قال, he said, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. All praise be to Allah Ta'ala, who has made this conveyance subservient for me, and we were unable and had no control to ride this animal or drive this vehicle except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And verily we are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I explained yesterday that on this journey in this world, we are still reminding ourselves of the real journey of the akhirat. That we are all actually on a journey from the time we came into this world, and we are going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said Bismillah first, then he read the verse of the Quran, and then he read ثُمَّ قَالَ أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. He said Alhamdulillah. ثم قال الله أكبر ثلاث مرات. Then he said الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. ثم قال سبحانك إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. That Allah Ta'ala is free from any blemish, fault, and oh Allah, I have oppressed myself, in other words, by sinning. Oh Allah, forgive me, because there is nobody else who can forgive but you. Nobody can forgive sins but you. ثم ضحك. Then Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه smiled. فَقِلَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, he was asked, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ ضَحِكْتَ, why are you smiling? قَلَ رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَعَمِلَ كَمَا فَعَلْتُ ثُمَّ ضَحِكَ. I saw Rasul doing the same thing, and that is what I am doing now. In other words, he emulated the exact practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam read these duas for suffer on a journey, then in the end he would smile. So he says, I also asked Rasul the same question. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ ضَحِكْتَ. Why are you smiling? قَالَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ تَعَالَى يَعْجَبُ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ إِذَا قَالَ اِغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ غَيْرِي. رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث الحسن في بعض النسخ حسن صحيح وهذا لفظ أبي داود. So Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه says, I asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, why are you smiling? So he said, he the final dua, that, oh Allah, forgive me for my sins because there's nobody else who can forgive but you. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with his servant when he reads this dua. When he says, oh Allah, there is nobody who can forgive my sins but you. Allah ta'ala becomes happy with his servant when his servant says, اغفر لي ذنوبي. Because he knows there is nobody who can forgive his sins but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this, Rasul smiled. And therefore, Ali radiallahu ta'ala also smiled on the journey. So like this also, it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We read these duas and then we smile after reading this dua and acknowledging that there is nobody who can forgive our sins but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdi.